Well, welcome viewers to the first ever edition of Railfan Landon Podcast Edition. My name is Lance Doma. I'm a teacher in Holland, Michigan, here with my student Landon. And we are rolling out a brand new podcast based on your area of expertise. Landon, why don't you take a minute and kind of let everybody get to know who you are and why we're doing this.
My name is Landon Roseboom, and you may know me from my YouTube channel, Railfan Landon. And I really like trains, and my big expertise, obviously, I have merch now, so. And I've really been into trains most of my life, between trains and garbage trucks, so.
Hey, Landon, what kind of fuels your interest in trains and garbage trucks?
Well, since my childhood, I've been mixing it up a bit, but lately I've been, past couple years, I've been on-off changing, like from trains to garbage trucks, and then now I'm back to trains again, and now I just have good vibe of filming trains, good comfort for me.
And do you want to tell your viewers anything about how we got to know each other?
Yes. We got to know each other from pretty much the start of school year a couple semesters ago. And really been working on projects at school. And
so, Landon, people probably recognize your face from years past, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell everybody kind of what your first introduction to the world it would be as far as a more global scale?
Well, my I started when I first was freshman in high school. I knew a friend. His name is Charles Vanderwall, and he's a good friend of mine. He moved away a couple years ago to Coopersville to work on the railroad there in Coopersville.
Coopersville is a location in Michigan for people who maybe aren't from the area.
Yeah. Right?
And what kind of railroad is that?
It's a tourist attraction railroad where they take people on different types of trains. For example, like the pumpkin train in the fall, the Christmas train, and much more.
Great. I was also kind of thinking more about your spot on Wood TV 8 in the day. Now, Wood TV 8, it's a local TV station. That's the one, that was kind of where I was like remembering the way you would have been introduced to people, perhaps.
Yeah. When I was, what was it, like 10, maybe 12 years old, I was featured on Wood TV 8 News for Autism Awareness Month.
Yep. And that's one of the things about you that kind of fuels your interest, right? Is that very thing. It's a really wonderful gift for you. Who are some of the other people that have kind of supported your work over the time?
Well, my grandparents are really supported my work throughout the past couple of years. I want to give a great shout out to them.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, speaking of your channel, let's talk about it a little bit. How'd you get started, or when did you get started?
I got started when I was, maybe start of high school.
Okay.
2021 is when I started, so I started not that long ago.
Okay, great. And where are we at now?
I'm at 30 subscribers now on my YouTube channel, so starting in 2021.
Well, hopefully by the time we're done with some of these videos, that'll get even higher, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, where do you go to get your content for that?
I go all over the place. One summer I went all the way to the other side of Lansing to film a train. A few at the old Duran Historic Society train station.
Cool.
And then I just sticked around Holland. And I also, on the same trip I went to Duran, I also got to see the 1225 Real Life Polar Express. engine on display. It was currently that year is they're taking all the wheels off and replaced them with newer, better wheels.
Okay.
Because they were kind of getting worn down, kind of getting dangerous to ride on if they got any worse.
How old were the wheels that were previously on it?
They're probably original from like 1940. They're built in Lima, Ohio.
Okay. That's an old set of wheels.
Yep.
All right. Hey, what are some locations that you really enjoy going to for gathering your video?
Well, my favorite location is probably East Ogden in New Richmond because it has the Kalamazoo River and New Richmond bridge there. And they have a cool park. And the second spot was East Ogden because it's just 55. And the winter is not so great driving because it's a dirt road. But like in the summertime and fall, it's just so pretty when you see all those leaves change from green to just all sorts of different colors.
Yeah, I've been to those spots, and it is gorgeous. We'll add some links below after we're done making the video for people if they want to see some of the video content you've posted from there before.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. And that bridge, by the way, that goes over the Kalamazoo River, wood construction, correct?
No, that's a steel one.
That's a steel one, okay. My apologies, yeah. Exposed though framework, very rustic looking, I guess, right? Yeah, excellent backdrop. So as we do these videos, we're gonna kind of have some areas of focus, and we plan those out, and hopefully you'll enjoy that. Today we're gonna start in our first episode with a railroad that's near and dear to your heart, I think. One of your favorites, I would say. Is that fair to say?
Yep.
Yeah, we're talking about the Hamilton Northwestern Railroad, a pretty obscure one, and not one that people know much about, maybe. Can you just kind of give a brief history of it?
Yeah, it was originally built all the way to Allegan and got abandoned between 1940-1950s. There was no longer rail service to Allegan. And the bridge, the main historic part of the line, is Hamilton Trussell. Mm-hmm. Hamilton, Michigan, and it's just a cool bridge. Originally, the original one unfortunately collapsed in 1910 when it had a terrible train derailment there. Oof. And then shortly after 1910, they rebuilt it. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, that's the same bridge. It's built since, like, it's been around since roughly after 1940s.
Yeah, that's a spot where I think a lot of people do their senior pictures and things like that. It's really a very picturesque location for those of you who haven't had the chance. Recommend when you get done, if you want to Google it, it's a beautiful place. So you said the rail company went out of business in the 40s?
It abandoned the line, so lost a lot of business, mm-hmm. but then shortly after it was Chessie, CNO, and then the person abandoned it was Chessie System Railroad. Search it up if you haven't heard of it or seen it before. Pretty cool railroad. Their mascot is a picture of a cat, a sleeping cat named Chessie.
Okay.
The Hamilton Western was shortly formed after, so 2010, CXX abandoned the rest of the line to Hamilton only.
From
Holland-ish, Fillmore area.
Okay.
Fillmore all the way to Hamilton.
Okay.
Because they didn't want to do any track maintenance on it anymore. And they couldn't afford it because it was a small 6-mile long line. And Hamilton Western was formed in 2022.
Okay.
So when it was formed, so very recent.
Yeah.
It was formed by the Hamilton-Hartford Group. Hamilton-Hartford Group, by the way, they already own one railroad, short line, that's roughly now 4 miles long. It started out as a mile-long train line, and now it's 1 mile-long in Hartford, Michigan. We'll talk about that another time, but the Hamilton line is owned by that company, and they don't run too often, but more in the fall and winter, they run a lot of grain and soybeans.
Okay, so for enthusiasts who wanted to try and catch their own photos, their own moment with that, I take it it would be not a common occurrence in the winter as when we're videotaping this.
Yes. Usually they're not, they can be busy, but they typically run very late at night, like as late as like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Sometimes you get lucky, you may catch it just at sunset.
Well, I think it's worth saying that your viewers should stay tuned for future videos and when you know of an upcoming event that train will be running, then perhaps you would let them know.
Yep.
Great. Well, I thank you all for tuning in. We've reached the end of today's episode, and if you have any comments, questions, or maybe an interest in having us add to today's show, feel free to comment below. Other than that, as always, we're going to sign off with
Rail Fan Landing Out.